You spend a lot of time over the years in South Africa, and to be fair, you've been a vocal critic of some of the government policies around the mining industry. Where do you sit now?
Bernard, you know my frustrations with the mining policy in SA. First of all, I've got to give the minister a lot of credit for the much more constructive engagement with the industry. The relationship between, you know, the minister and the industry today is very, very different to what it was 4 or 5 years ago. You really got to give them credit for that. But I also, when I stand back and I look at, you know, what underpins a lot of the ANC policy initiatives, I think they're frightened to let the market operate on its own. There's always this sort of underlying desire for control. And really, to my mind, government has got to get out of the industry's way and just let it get on with investing. As I have said in many occasions, investment follows returns, not the other way around. And really what the ANC should be focused intently on is how can you create an environment which is conducive to attracting investment? And just look at the, for instance, the crisis around Eskom and the delays involved in enabling the industry to construct IPP plans to deal with the power crisis. That's something that should have been dealt with ages ago. That's the sort of thing I'm talking about.